A new report by a member of South Africa's 2030 reading panel found that the number of grade 4 learners who lack good reading comprehension skills has increased to 82%, up from an already high level of 78% 7 years ago.
Reading is the basis of learning, but many children under the age of 10 can't read for comprehension.
We receive children whose language proficiency is really a big challenge.
What we know from research is that the stronger a child's foundation is in literacy in their home language, the easier it is for them to transition to another language.
But to come back to your question about grade 4 readiness, so that's the first crack in the entire educational system, because the language of instruction changes to English only. Now, if you look at the dearth of vernacular language books in South Africa, you don't see it on any bookshelf. We have never seen it on a bookshelf at the retail level, at the supermarket.
So my response there would be, what anyone can do is read with the children in your life. Talk about how important reading is. Read with the children in your life.
Since the end of apartheid in 1994, South Africa has made strides in overhauling its education system. However, significant challenges persist, hindering equitable access to quality education. Issues such as crumbling infrastructure, overcrowded classrooms, and inadequate resources continue to plague many schools, particularly in underprivileged areas. These disparities are huge. While some schools boast well-equipped libraries and digital learning tools, others lack basic necessities like textbooks and safe learning environments. This inequality perpetuates a cycle where children from disadvantaged backgrounds struggle to achieve literacy and numeracy proficiency, limiting their future opportunities. In 2023, only 20% of the country's 25,000 government schools provided a good quality education, while 80% are considered dysfunctional. Researchers suggest that up to 80% of learning occurs through vision, and yet a significant number of children struggle to read simply because they need glasses. A staggering 82% of grade 4 students cannot read for meaning. 25% of matriculants fail their final examinations. And approximately 50% of learners drop out before completing their matric. Even more concerning, less than 5% of children who start primary school go on to earn a tertiary qualification. Access to books is a critical factor in a child's cognitive development. It enhances language skills, stimulates imagination, and lays the groundwork for academic success. Amid these challenges, inspiring stories of individual contribution shine through. Colin and James Bloom, two American-born brothers, have made a significant impact by fundraising to establish two libraries in South Africa in collaboration with Breadline Africa. They collected thousands of books, ensuring children can access literature in their mother tongue. Demonstrating an innovative spirit, they've even utilized AI to write and publish their storybook, making reading more accessible and engaging for younger learners. Recognizing that vision plays a crucial role in literacy, the Bloom brothers have also partnered with the One Sight Foundation to create the Library Vision Clinic project, helping to identify and address the vision challenges that prevent many children from learning effectively. Welcome to Our Voice, Our Future, powered by Breadline. I'm Lemise Rabani. In this episode, we'll explore the we'll hear from individuals like Derek Carlson, the director of The Little Issue, a quarterly magazine initiated by The Big Issue South Africa, aimed at addressing the critical educational challenges in the country by providing free, curriculum-aligned reading material to young learners. The Little Issue is delivered free to schools, published in 5 languages, and is aligned with the Department of Basic Education's curriculum. aiming to spark young minds and foster a love for reading among grade R to 3 learners across South Africa. We will also hear from Dorit Lowe from Book Dash, a South African non-profit organization dedicated to providing children with access to high-quality, diverse, and locally relevant storybooks. Their model focuses on creating and distributing books for free to promote early literacy and encourage a culture of reading in underserved communities.